Welcome to the First Church of Christ Scientist Carmel Wednesday evening service. Now, the Wednesday service.
First day of spring. And in keeping with that theme, tonight's lesson is entitled Spring's Renewal. The Bible, Song of Solomon. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Isaiah. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. Romans. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. John. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 1 Peter. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Isaiah. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Psalms. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. John. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at the certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever soever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Ephesians. So be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. 2 Corinthians. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The attraction between native qualities will be perpetual only as it is pure and true, bringing sweet seasons of renewal like the returning spring. The Bible teaches transformation of the body by the renewal of spirit. Instinct is better than misguided reason, as even nature declares. The violet lifts her blue eye to greet the early spring. The leaves clap their hands as nature's untired worshipers. The snowbird sings and soars amid the blast. Nature voices natural, spiritual law and divine love, but human belief misinterprets nature. Arctic regions, sunny tropics, giant hills, winged winds, mighty billows, verdant vales, festive flowers, and glorious heavens all point to mind, the spiritual intelligence they reflect. The floral apostles are hieroglyphs of deity. Sun and planets teach grand lessons. The stars make night beautiful, and the leaflet turns naturally towards the light. In the order of science in which the principle is above what it reflects, all is one grand concord. Change this statement. Suppose mind to be governed by matter or soul in body, and you lose the keynote of being, and there is continual discord. Mind is perpetual motion. Its symbol is the sphere. The rotations and revolutions of the universe of mind go on eternally. Mortals move onward towards good or evil as time glides on. If mortals are not progressive, past failures will be repeated until all wrong work is effaced or rectified. If at present satisfied with wrongdoing, we must learn to loathe it. If at present content with idleness, we must become dissatisfied with it. Remember that mankind must sooner or later, either by suffering or by science, be convinced of the error that is to be overcome. The caterpillar transformed into a beautiful insect is no longer a worm, nor does the insect return to fraternize with or control the worm. Such a backward transformation is impossible in science. Darkness and light, infancy and manhood, sickness and health are opposites, different beliefs, which never blend. Who will say that infancy can utter the ideas of manhood, that darkness can represent light, that we are in Europe when we are in the opposite hemisphere? There is no bridge across the gulf which divides two such opposite conditions as the spiritual or incorporeal and the physical or corporeal. In Christian science, there is never a retrograde step, never a return to positions outgrown. Human birth, growth, maturity, and decay are as the grass springing from the soil with beautiful green blades afterwards to wither and return to its native nothingness. This mortal seeming is temporal. It never merges into immortal being, but finally disappears, and immortal man, spiritual and eternal, is found to be the real man. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. The science of being reveals man and immortality as based on spirit. Physical sense defines mortal man as based on matter, and from this premise infers the mortality of the body. Man is the likeness of God, as revealed in science. It cannot help being immortal. Though the grass seemeth to wither and the flower to fade, they reappear. So man, tree, and flower are supposed to die. But the fact remains that God's universe is spiritual and immortal. Life is not in matter. Therefore, it cannot be said to pass out of matter. Matter and death are mortal illusions. Spirit and all things spiritual are real and eternal. Christianity causes men to turn naturally from matter to spirit, as the flower turns from darkness to light. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. The life of Christ Jesus was not miraculous, but it was indigenous of his spirituality. The good soil wherein the seed of truth springs up and bears much fruit. Christ's Christianity is the chain of scientific being, reappearing in all ages, maintaining its obvious correspondence with the scriptures, and uniting all periods in the design of God. Through all the disciples experienced, they became more spiritual and understood better what the Master had taught. Convinced of the fruitlessness of their toil in the dark and wakened by their Master's voice, they changed their methods, turned away from material things, and cast their net on the right side. Discerning Christ's truth anew on the shore of time, they were enabled to rise somewhat from mortal sensuousness or the burial of mind and matter into newness of life as spirit. By its own volition, not a blade of grass springs up, not a spray buds within the veil, not a leaf unfolds its fair outlines, not a flower starts from its cloistered cell. The only intelligence or substance of a thought, a seed, or a flower is God, the creator of it. Mind is the soul of all. Mind is life, truth, and love, which governs all. Creation is ever appearing and must ever continue to appear from the nature of its inexhaustible source. Mortal sense inverts this appearing and calls ideas material. Thus misinterpreted, the divine idea seems to fall to the level of a human or material belief called mortal man. But the seed is in itself only as the divine mind is all and reproduces all. As mind is the multiplier and mind's infinite idea, man, and the universe is the product. The seasons will come and go with changes of time and tide, cold and heat, latitude and longitude. The agriculturalist will find that these changes cannot affect his crops. The mariner will have dominion over the atmosphere and the great deep, over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. The astronomer will no longer look up to the stars. He will look out from them upon the universe, and the florist will find his flower before its seed. So-called mineral, vegetable, and animal substances are no more contingent now on time or material structure than they were when the morning stars sang together. Mind made the plant of the field before it was in the earth. The periods of spiritual ascension are the days and seasons of mind's creation, in which beauty, sublimity, purity, and holiness, yea, the divine nature, appear in man and the universe, never to disappear. Being possesses its qualities before they are perceived humanly. Beauty is a thing of life which dwells forever in the eternal mind and reflects the charms of his goodness in expression, form, outline, and color. It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness. God fashions all things after his own likeness. The modest arbutus sends her sweet breath to heaven. The great rock gives shadow and shelter. The sunlight glints from the church dome, glances into the prison cell, glides into the sick chamber, brightens the flower, beautifies the landscape, blesses the earth. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into the newness of life, and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true science of being. Let's have a few moments of silent prayer and then pray together the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let's sing another hymn. This is in our supplement, 439. I'll read the second verse. As a green bud in the springtime is a sign of life renewed, may we grow as signs of oneness mid Earth's peoples many hued. As a rainbow lights the heavens when a storm is past and gone, may our lives reflect the radiance of God's new and glorious dawn. Hymn number 439. Welcome to those that have joined us on the call-in line. I have no new formal announcements, so we'll get right into the rest of the service, the testimony part that you will participate in. David has the microphone. If you feel more comfortable staying seated, please feel free to do that. And make sure you hold the microphone nice and close to your mouth so everybody can hear here and online. Now it's your turn.
Thank you for your readings tonight. It's like a spiritual floral arrangement. It was just so beautiful. Mrs. Eddy was really prolific, the way she could describe things and beauty. I just wanted to give a little public service announcement that the Madeline Maupin Bible Talk that's coming up April 27th, now that we have our Indiana Listen line where you can listen to Sentinel Watch, prompt number 5 when you call 317-854-8484. Prompt number 5 will give you information about lectures and events, current events, talks. So if you need information about the Madeline Maupin Bible Talk, it is on prompt 5, as will upcoming lectures be there if you need some information. Also, on our Indiana website, csin-online.org, under the current events tab, is a document on the Madeline Maupin talk and a sign-up sheet that you can download. So just wanted to give that information. Thank you for your readings.
Thank you for your information. I want to share just a little. My father was a botanist, so a lot of, especially in the springtime, a lot of activity was around taking walks and finding all the wildflowers that were springing up in the springtime. And so I grew up with a real appreciation for nature. And when I got into the readings of for tonight, and like Scott said, realized how much that Mary Baker Eddy was so attuned to the idea of nature, and just made me really appreciate the whole earth, the clouds, the sun, and I do a lot of photography of those situations because I do love nature so. And I enjoyed so much putting this lesson together because of that fact. I just really felt like I was painting a picture. So thank you, Scott.
Gina, it's so cool to know that your father was a botanist. That's lovely. What a joy that must have been to live in a house where someone had the knowledge, you know, that he must have shared with you guys. That's so cool. Your lesson was beautiful. It made me think of, and Mrs. Eddy just does have so many passages where she expresses such an enormous sense of beauty and newness and freshness. In miscellaneous writing, she has an article, and I think it's entitled Ode to Spring, which just, I thought of that just many times as you were reading tonight. It's so lovely. I can't wait to get home and read it again. I wanted to express my gratitude for the wonderful technology that this church shares with the community and allows our services to be heard by so many. And I was one of those fortunate ones on Sunday. It's the very first time I've ever heard our church service over the phone. And it was just such a privilege and such a joy to hear it. It was so inspiring and healing and lifting. And I was so grateful that it was going out to anyone who needed to or wanted to tune in and have the joy of listening to the service. It was wonderful. I also, another thing that came to thought about this lovely lesson on renewal, Lyle Young, in a recent Sentinel, one of the last two or three, has an article on renewal that is just amazing. And I encourage you, if you haven't read it, to read it. I've gone back to it several times. As a matter of fact, I was reading it right before I came tonight, and just loving it. One of the things that his article discusses in this idea of all things will become new, all things are new now, is that we are just ever lifted to a higher, clearer, broader, richer understanding of God and God's allness and our spirituality and all of the beautiful, wondrous things that means to what that brings to our life, the platform that we live out from as our understanding of God continues to grow. And it does keep us ever new, always, and it always gives us something to look forward to because we are always becoming ever new. Mrs. Eddy says that we're always at the highest point, forever broadening and developing, rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. And so this newness is just our divine right that we can ever expect and always expect. I also would like to express gratitude for a healing I had today that just made me so infinitely grateful for Christian Science. I had come to me to my desk just a barrage of claims of illness here recently. And this morning I woke up just absolutely overwhelmed with feeling miserable. And it was so aggressive that I got out of bed thinking that I would start to work, but I just got right back into bed. And I'm glad I did because it was really a wake up. I thought, you know, are you really going back to bed? Are you really going to believe that this is true? And it started me on a path of reasoning and listening to what God was telling me about myself and about what I know in Christian Science. One of the things that I've loved is this idea, what matter does to matter doesn't matter, because it has gotten to the place where it just immediately takes me to an understanding of God's presence, God's allness, God's power. And it's what's really real, and it's what's really true. And I was able just to shift my thought right out of all of the false beliefs that were clamoring for attention this morning. And it wasn't, 15 minutes later that I got up absolutely, totally, wholly, completely free. That's what this science does. In that article, Ode to Spring, Mrs. Eddy writes that the science is filled with infinite possibilities and eternal bliss, and it certainly is, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you again for the beautiful, beautiful reading.
Thank you.
Thank you for the readings. I was sitting here listening to your wonderful lesson and thinking about how my new job now as an instructional assistant is really opening kind of my thought to students. Always came to me in fourth grade, and they did learn and grow throughout the year. But now with working with everybody from a kindergartner to a fourth grader, it is so wonderful to see the children they're like little blossoms, they're like little flowers. The kindergartners are learning to write their letters, and they're so excited about learning about animals. And then, every grade, I just see the petals opening a little bit more. And so I'm so grateful for that, that opportunity to see that, growth and knowledge and love of education as the kids are getting older. And, one of the thoughts that you mentioned today, not a retrograde step, I'd forgotten that thought, and I'm really going to use that in working with one of the students with whom I work. That's he's the fourth grader, and that's something that I'm having. I'm really struggling he's really struggling. It seems like he's not moving forward in many areas, and having some frustrations. And so that is a thought that I can carry with me in the days ahead, that there is no stagnation. There's always progress moving forward, and no retrograde steps for any of God's creation. So I appreciate that thought, because I'd forgotten about that particular quote. And I also loved all the thoughts of growing and improving, and especially with our weather this week, that's been like a breath of fresh air. So thank you so much for the readings.
Thank you. You reminded me of something my teacher told me in a class that I took, Christian Science class that we took. And she said, just like a rose, you can't force the rose petals to develop any quicker. You can't pull them apart and make them grow faster or progress faster. And she said, and on the same hand, you can't, once they've blossomed, you can't squeeze them back together to try to make them go, be back into a bud. And she said that that's, it's all in God's time. So I liked that analogy when I was going through class.
I just have to say how much I loved the last hymn, and I loved the way it was played. That was done so nicely and well. And if you look at the first line of the hymn, the first verse, there's so many neat little things in there. A church is meant for healing, and not to preach mere creed or custom. And for the last week or three, I've really thought about how the Bible seems to have a lot of creed and customs in there, and a lot of the Bible prophets and people that taught Bible to their people, they were deep into the realm of creed and custom. And I just came to the conclusion for myself that I don't think Jesus ever preached creed or custom. And that's those who do preach it, they're spreading a lot of stuff that isn't really a part of true religion. And the last line, we join hands across the nations, finding neighbors everywhere. Actually, I thought about some of the tragic things that have happened, terrorists that have shot people in church and elsewhere. And I just really feel that we need to develop that line more, but it's really the truth. I really think all people do join their hands, whether they know it or not, and they find neighbors everywhere, like that one man at the opening of the church, the door of the church, calling out to the man that was approaching him with a gun, you know, calling him his brother. So, I mean, he did it. He didn't survive, but he was really living and stating the truth. So it can be done. Thanks for the readings and thanks for the hymn.
Thank you for pointing out all those things. Let's conclude our service. Thank you for all your testimonies. Really appreciate it. And let's conclude our service by singing hymn number 45. I'll read the second verse. Such tender beauty, Lord, from thee is shed abroad all o'er all the earth. In bird and sunbeam, light and flower, thy grace and goodness may be seen. Hymn number 45.
Thank you for listening to First Church of Christ Scientist Carmel Wednesday evening service. You can join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at our church located at 116th and Haverstick Road in Carmel. Or give us a call on the Listen Line, 317-688-9898. 317-688-9898. Thanks again for listening.